What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And I do want to announce that we did end up hitting around 2K listeners. So I'm super hyped for that. And I have not uploaded, I think, in about a week or some shit. It has been a super insanely busy fucking week. Life just be taking over. You know, I recently had a good, surprise party that my girlfriend threw for me, which was, it was fucking insane. Because I was super surprised how everything went and how perfectly, like, there were so many different factors in which it could have not surprised me and I would have found out, but I didn't, and it went awesome. So yeah, I've been really, this previous weekend is when that happened. I kind of just spent time with friends, and then the week after was with family. So that was super cool. That was super awesome. And you know, I didn't upload, and that I was in the process of that with where how I was feeling about my birthday coming up and just trying to feel good, trying to feel everything mentally, trying to stay real nice and focused. You know, I was thinking about the podcast, but also as well as, like, you know, I need to relax from it. I need to be able to enjoy not doing it. And yeah, I understand the ramifications of that, but life just gets really busy sometimes, and you go through different scenarios in which you are hit by a wall, and you just, you know, there's a certain time period in which you need to get over that. And yeah, that's just how it's been recently. And yeah, I also want to, I am going to go on Instagram Live for the first time on the Alpha Podcast. So the next time, I don't know if I'm going to be doing this as a series or not, but I'm just kind of doing it because of hitting the 2K mark and just kind of growing up from there. So let's see, we are going to be live now, and I'm not necessarily going to be taking questions, but you know, if any of them want to say anything, then they can. But it's kind of crazy though, because you know, the past couple of months have been insane. I know people going through fucking crazy shit, people seeing crazy shit, and you know, myself included in that, and seeing stuff that I never thought I would see. It's kind of crazy. Like, you get into a really negative mindset, you get into a mindset where you just don't know, you get into a mindset where it's so fucking cloudy. Your thoughts aren't vivid, everything is kind of going in a different route, and you can't really, you know, express it, you can't really get through it like that. It's kind of crazy. Oh shit, I'm doing this right. What does this mean? Oh, I'm just zooming in right there. Okay, give me one moment, I'm trying to see how this goes. Okay, live. Now we're live. Good to go. But yeah, so I remember just kind of going through a lot of different scenarios, different fucking just blockades in my life. And this is just recently, like recently going through this and experiencing the diversity in life. You know, it scares people, like the mindset, you know, with homeless people, like anyone can really be in that position. But I never really understood that, you know, you see them and growing up, like even with your parents, you can kind of, they kind of put I guess an image of them in your head. And for me, that was, you know, get away from them, homeless, blah, 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 you know, the bad people, negative people, get away from them. And now it's more of, you know, anybody could really be them. So I can see why people show them kindness. Like, I understand it. I can really understand it. And that perspective changed. So I'm like, damn. And it starts to humble you. It starts to show you these different sides. They start to show you that, you know, it's a lot more than what it's portrayed to be. And it can be crazy overwhelming, ridiculously overwhelming for a bunch of people. that shit's but yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that the rest of this month goes well. Biden did end up winning the election. I think Trump ended up firing a couple people on Twitter for, I don't recall what it is. I'm not into politics, or I haven't really looked up into anything like that, but I remember seeing shit like that, and it's just kind of crazy how that's kind of going down. You know, Joe Biden winning and then Trump doing what he's doing. I think Biden actually had a press conference today or some shit. I don't really know what it was. I don't know if any of you are in boxing, but what I have been watching so much, what I have been getting into so much, is really the situation with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. So Tyson Fury and Wilder, they ended up fighting two rounds. Oh, let me get that out of there. So yeah, they end up fighting at least two rounds. Two different matches. Oh, sorry, dude, there's a cat right here. He's just trying to bully my dog. Give me one second. But the cat's cool, it's a good guy. He's the first one in the house when we moved into the apartment, so gotta respect him. But yeah, like, with Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury, it was kind of insane. It was like, it was one of the greatest fights, at least I've ever seen. And I'm sure it will be in history with the heavyweight division. So Tyson Fury and, you know, the Bronze Bomber, they went at it again twice. And then the second time, you know, he just got fucked up. Tyson Fury was destroying, throwing hands, fucking killing it, going crazy, berserk. And I don't know whether or not this is true, but I know that there are allegations from, what's his face? The Bronze Bomber. I'm calling about that, but I don't remember his name. So he is saying that Tyson Fury is the one who cheated to put in these cylinder kind of, I don't know, heavy like eggs or something into his glove, and at times that his coach would end up messing with his glove, in which his glove was loose and he was able to actually hit him with a clear shot with the so-called object that's inside his palm, like supposedly some form of steel, I don't know. And I guess his head got dented and he went to the doctors and pretty much saying that, oh, whoa, how is this happening? Oh, whoa, like this and that, blah, 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 like shit like that. You know what? I'm gonna go live as well on Facebook, because why not? I mean, I'm able to do it on these devices. So this is 2K and we are going live because we can. We are live on Instagram and Facebook. Let me get into my own life. How do I get into the live on this? I'm not really familiar with Facebook as much anymore. It's kind of crazy. I wish I was sometimes, but I know it would benefit me, especially for the Alpha Podcast. And it's just not how it was anymore. It's just so developed. It's just growing, moving those Facebook marketplace where shit's always going down. Shit like that, bro. It is real. And let me see. I'm gonna see stream. Okay, let's get it. Go live. Title option. Podcast. Two. Let's get it. Sorry, I'm live on this, so it's like I'm like trying to get both of this. This is how the camera's gonna look. Now we are going to be live on this as well, in these different angles. And yes, yeah, so I apologize for that. I'll probably be editing out on the actual audio podcast. But yes, yeah, so, you know, kind of learning and living on my own, it's super crazy. I was kind of off topic when we're talking about, but you know, this is something I did want to cover because I just hit 20. So when I was literally 17 or 18 or even turning that age, I didn't see that much of a difference. I didn't really care for, you know, what the situation was or just how the future was going to be or what the, like, you know, what anything was. And I guess I never really realized what I was supposed to face. But you want to go, like, it's weird because as you get older, you kind of realize the different things that affected you. Sorry, I made tea because when I talk on the podcast, like, throat gets super dry. But anyways, yeah, so what, like, kind of how you grow up affects you and how, I guess I never really explained the stories with how I ended up growing up, how I ended up getting to, or even just like surviving really from middle school to high school, because that's when I ended up moving with my dad for real, I guess more fifth grade, but it was more sixth grade to, you know, graduation. And kind of crazy, time's already passed that, you know, I live on my own now, so I graduated 2 years. Yeah, weird. Anyways, so yes, with kind of moving in with my dad after not being with my mom, I go to this school over in Corona and it's super tight. Actually, it was kind of weird at first because I didn't really know anyone, so I thought I was like antisocial, but like it was like, oh, like another school, because I moved schools before and this is probably the fifth to fourth school that I've been to. And again, this is elementary, so this is about fifth grade. And it's already, fifth grade's already almost ending, I believe, or it's like halfway point, I don't really recall. So it's kind of annoying, but anyways, yes, it's fifth grade and I end up going through it, blah, blah, blah. I was a guy teacher. But, you know, as time moves on, I end up going to sixth grade there, graduating and being in seventh. But from seventh to honestly ninth grade, or I guess even sophomore year. Yo, what's up, Isaiah? What's up, buddy? But yeah, even from sophomore year to where it was seventh grade, like in that time period, I was really enclosed. That's where I also like found skating as well in that time period, but I was really enclosed. So I realized how much being enclosed all those years throughout summer school or even anything, I'm talking about just how my past kind of affects you in the future. Like a lot of shit that you went through in the past, you kind of sometimes have to deal with it in the now, like in the present, you know what I mean? So like that's what I'm talking about. And I'm kind of explaining an example in my life, dude, because it's weird. From seventh grade to about sophomore year, throughout whenever it would be summer break and or I just never be in school, I'd always be inside. I never really went out as much, not as I did before, like when I lived in Fontana or I lived in my other cities. And I was still kind of in the same area, so I was still known to a lot of people there. And then kind of shifting that, you kind of get enclosed a bit, but I only had my brothers, so kind of going through that was super crazy when I think about it now. But I just don't realize it then, because you can't in that moment if you don't know. And yeah, being enclosed from those summer times, I was actually when I had that K2 experience, and then I went through that on my own for a whole summer. I mean, I went through it, but I kind of beat it through school and friends and being social. That for sure, 100% got me through it. And but like even not including that, just like everything else that was added onto that, I think what kind of coped with it was probably skating for sure, because that's when I got into a freshman year and that's when everything, you know, more of a light in my mindset. Not necessarily like I was in a bad mindset at all, but it was more of I wasn't so enclosed. So that's a big thing. Yeah, dude. Look, I'm alive on Facebook and on Instagram. But yeah, dude, that shit's crazy. I know, huh? That shit was nuts. I don't know, though. I think I need to... I try to still, like, reflect. I try to, at least. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of don't want to, or... You know, you consciously don't want to, at least. And that just sucks. But there's a lot of people who still go through that, and, you know, they don't tell anyone, or... I mean, including me, you know, there's still things that I keep to myself, but... That's because I choose to. Oh, I'm getting an Adobe Flash player on my laptop. Or I guess my girl's laptop. What is this? Maybe it's a scam. Trying to scam me, scamming motherfuckers. There's a lot of fucking scammers out there. I don't fuck with scammers, guys. I really don't. I understand the hustle and I get it. People fucking gotta pay bills, but shit, man. A lot of people sacrifice. Facebook seems more lit. I never go on Facebook. Like, Facebook's changed so, or it hasn't changed a lot, but like, I don't know. I just don't go on it no more. And I feel so like away from it. It's not even in my brain. I never think of Facebook. At least I haven't in a while. Just because I haven't been on it. Jesus. But I am live. I am live for the Alpha Podcast for 2K listeners. So that's, I'm glad. Hell yeah, I'm grateful. I'm hoping to have this one girl that I actually had. She's pretty young. She's about like 15, but she's doing her own thing. I've had her on before in regards to social media marketing, and she's doing crazy good. I'm like, oh wow, like, you know, it's just happening, and she's going through it now. It's fucking insane. Yo, what's up, fucking Luis? It's popping, bro. But yeah, she's going insane. She's making money. She's making real money from, you know, just social media. And at a young age, you start seeing it, and she's feeling like the real, like, whoa, like, hell yeah, that adrenaline, that feeling of success, quote unquote success, because we all got fucking, you know, we all got different meanings of that. Hold on, give me a second, guys. I talk too much on the podcast and my throat gets really dry, so I have to have like tea. I'm fucking ridiculous. But yes. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I've been trying to stay insanely active too. I'm so fucking destroyed right now. Like, my whole body's like, fuck. Isaiah, when you did, are you still in here? You gotta go, bro. You gotta go to the gym. We gotta hit that shit. Gotta go crazy. When's the next one? The next podcast? I hope to have her. Well, I don't know if it's gonna be with her, but I plan to have her on and kind of give more of a backstory of what she's going through, how she's feeling, how the fuck she got there, you know, shit like that. But when the next one is with someone else, I'm not too sure. This one's gonna be going up probably right after this, and I don't know. I haven't really been keeping I haven't been keeping them scheduled. That's the word. When's the next one with the music? Yeah, I've been in the gym since I started my 6 week. Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, I keep fucking going, bro. That shit's work. Don't, like, fuck. It's tiring, but it's important for your health. Because health, man, without it, dude, everything else is meaningless. Deadass. With the music, fuck, dude, I haven't even like worked on anything. I know you asked me what thing I used is, and I'm on my laptop so I can see now, but it's called Amp Studio, what I've been using. It's not like a real like producing kind of like what is it called, program, because it doesn't, I can't even explain it. like if you saw it, if you go on Amp Studio, you can see what I mean and how it allows you to click the different instruments and use them. Unless I get the premium, then it gives me a lot more options. It gives me a lot more options to be able to use different instruments, use different sounds and shit like that. But I'm limited because I don't know. I had it, but I don't know. But shit, dude. Give me a second. Here, let me pull up something for you, G. Right back, I'm gonna go put my grill back in my car. For sure. Hey, Isaiah, you gotta help me soon in the future. I don't know what I wanna do with my car, but you know, I always gotta ask you. Let's see, studio. Go to studio. Really good for reducing. Wait, what? Is that what it's called? FL? Or what is it? What is that? FI? FI, I don't know. Let me see. Where do you have issues with it? What VRV? I had issues with it, dude. Oh, yeah. He's gonna dip. Not no more. Everything's good, bro. I'm so grateful. But, yeah. Go ahead and do shit. What did you say it was called? Really good for producing. Crazy. Here, you want to check? Are you still in here? Okay. FL Studio. Okay, I'm fucking stupid, dude. Oh, wait, this is the wrong one. I'm like looking through this. Sorry for those who are listening to the on the audio podcast. I am on the laptop going through a web. I think, let's say, what is it? FL Studio? I clicked on it right? Let me see. I might have got the wrong one. Or here. Oh, here. Yeah, it's the software. Oh yeah. Let me see, are you still in here? Oh, for sure. Dude, bro, I've been trying to learn, G. I've been trying to fucking get in this, but you know, it's tough because I don't really know much about, you know, really how to do anything with music. So lately, the past couple months has been my first time understanding everything, and like, you know, just like literally, like when I mean everything, like you know, with a mic or learning just a setup on, you know, the computer, the laptop, you know, the different shit you need. Like, it's just weird because I never thought of it till like, you know, actually getting into it. I'm like, oh fuck, you gotta get this, you gotta get all this shit. So yeah, I mean, I'm trying to see. I did a good song the other day. I created a couple, bro, but look, because I was just freestyling them, and I was like, you know, I'm just gonna keep saving these, but you know, I don't know. There's no really, I don't know. I'm trying to see if I can get like find the beat. I'm looking for. Is this? So here we go. Open. Fuck, which one did I open? I have so many right here, bro. So it's just like, it just says different shit. Thank you. Like, this is one that I also made a while back. Are you still in here? Okay. Are you able to hear it? Can you hear it? So what I'm doing right now for the audio listeners, I am about to play a this is like a simple beat that I've made. You're still in here, right? I can't tell. It says one, but sometimes, you know, it's just a lie. Can you hear it? Sounds a little off right there. I might need to fix that. I can just kind of hear it when it sounds weird. See, that was one of them. That was one that I made. I don't even remember. It might have been October, dude. I made that one way back in October. 20 minutes. Yeah, that was a beat. Yeah, I don't know how long that one took me. This one might have taken me like just a couple. I don't know. Nah, not a couple. I'd say like 45 minutes to an hour and 30. I swear, yo. Why's your image all white? But dude, yeah. But that was one of them. I'm trying to see which ones are like the different ones that I used. What is this? This one doesn't even look like mine. Oh, I made this one a while back. Dude, look at it. This one's. I think this one's tight. Check it. Can you guys hear it? I think you guys can hear it, right? All right. This is a beat I made like when I first found this. I think it's pretty tight. Just on some rate and shit with him. It just needs like, and then some good drums, like. Oh, that sounds whack. Why is that there? Here, I'm gonna actually do this right here because I wanna fix this already. Yeah, I can fucking. I thought there was gonna be drums playing. That wasn't what I expected. That was funny. But I like this, like, the drop. The transition, I mean. And then put some beat. I'm gonna put a beat right there. It used to be faster, bro. What? Why is it so tiny? This is my boy, I see the key. Yo, we got Pounds of Life podcast. I know, dude. I just don't like, I don't know how we should do it. If it should be like this, if we can do it like this, I could do it on Instagram live and again on Facebook live. I don't know if I plan to do this as a series with the Alpha podcast, but you know, it gave me more of a connection to listeners. So I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
or what?